Our lives are laid out on a road of bumps, turns, struggles, and more. How do we respond? How do we endure adversity for learning and growth? I'm Aubrey Johnson, and we'll explore these questions and more on The Road to Rediscovery. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another exciting episode of The Road to Rediscovery. I'm your host, Aubrey Johnson. The Road to Rediscovery is about reflecting on life lessons to learn and grow from them, and of course, pay it forward and uplift others who are struggling. If you enjoy the deep, insightful, personal stories of this podcast, I'd like to personally invite you to subscribe to our sister podcast, Talking in Threes. Here we talk about three favorite of anything, countless topics from sports to pizza toppings, movies, TV shows, animals, and so much more. It's a light and spirited conversation on what are our three favorite of anything. I also invite you to share your three favorites as well on this podcast. To be a part of it, just join our public Facebook group and subscribe to the podcast. I'll leave links to both in the episode show notes. Okay, today we're going to talk about five super easy things you can do to have a more positive outlook on life, to think positive and be positive. And what better time than the present to cover them? So let's jump right in. Number one, find the blessings in your least desired moments. It's easy to find blessings when things are happening in your favor, right? But look for those blessings in your least desired moments. It could be a car accident, or you missed your flight, or a storm came through and damaged your roof. I've had each of these happen to me, and there's blessings in each of these. No one wishes for these things to happen, right? And in most cases, you can't control or prevent them from happening, and you definitely can't turn back time and make it not happen. But what you can control is how you address and deal with the situation. Now, I'm not saying to ignore the levity of the setback, but if you take away anything from this episode, please take away this. Give unfortunate events the time and attention they need to be dealt with, but never, I repeat, never give them the power to steal your joy. I'll repeat that. Give unfortunate events the time and attention they need to be dealt with, but never give them the power to steal your joy. Now, this doesn't mean to be blindly happy, going around wearing a forced smile. You may actually need some time to be upset. What I'm simply saying is, don't let the setback cause you to lose all hope that you'll never recover from this, whatever it may be, and all is lost forever. Now, I know this may sound funny as I'm saying this, but there are actually people who believe this very thing when something bad happens. While being the responsible adult and dealing with the unfortunate event, please know the one constant blessing from any setback is the opportunity to learn from it and then apply it to change your life for the better. With that said, we mustn't be greedy and beggars can't be choosers. There may be additional blessings in the setback. I'll give you an example. I had an accident in my pickup truck 6 years ago. It was a blessing that no one was hurt. Me, the one being hit, and the person who actually hit me. No one was hurt. However, my truck was totaled, and the insurance company wrote me a check to which I put towards a newer truck, which was another blessing. So the blessing of the lesson I've learned, as well as the blessing that no one was hurt, and the blessing of the totaled write-out check to where I put towards the purchase of a newer truck, all those things were blessings. It doesn't hurt to look for the blessings in your setback, but above all things, please receive the blessing of learning from when they happen. And that is the ultimate blessing, the learning opportunity from this unfortunate event. Number two of the five ways to think positive and be positive is simply whistle. Whistling is such an easy thing to do. For a lot of us, myself included, it often happens subconsciously when we hear a familiar tune. I found myself doing this just today when I was in the grocery store. There I was in the meat department, and a familiar tune from way back in the day came on the speakers. I didn't actually realize I was whistling until one of the workers mentioned that they've heard that song for weeks while working and never paid attention to it until they heard me whistling to it today, and that it put a pep in their step to finish their workday. So as you can see, this can be contagious in a very good way. Number three is compliment a stranger. That's right. You can think positive and be a positive person by complimenting a stranger. There's nothing like getting an unexpected, unsolicited compliment from someone you don't even know. You weren't trying to impress anyone. This came without expectation. No matter what mood you're in, it can undoubtedly make your day. So the next time you're in line at Starbucks, tell the barista, "Hey, those are some pretty earrings. They're very colorful." Or the next time you're pumping gas, tell the person next to you, "Hey, that's a very nice SUV. How long have you had it?" It may or may not evolve into a full-blown conversation, but either way, a compliment is a very simple, kind way to bring a smile to someone's face. Also, this is totally optional, but it's a practice that I do. One thing I always do is when we part ways, I tell them to have a nice day. It's a great way to top off the compliment, and it inherently makes you feel good too. It certainly makes me feel good as well. Number four for thinking positive and being positive is check in on a distant family member. Now, when we say distant, you're probably asking, what do you mean by distant? Well, it doesn't matter if they're your fourth cousin living 500 miles away, or let's say they're your direct relative, a brother living across town that you haven't spoken to in over 10 months. A distant family member can be distant geographically or by lack of contact. Either way, they're distant. And if you're looking for the right time, the good news and the bad news is there is no right time. So now is as great a time as any. In checking in with your loved one, it doesn't have to be a lengthy call. It doesn't have to be a full blown out, here's all the things that have been going on in my life call, unless you want it, but it doesn't have to be a full lengthy call. It can be as short as 3 to 5 minutes just to tell them that they were on your mind and you just wanted to see how they were doing. Very simple. Similar to a compliment to a stranger, checking in with a family member brings a distinct dynamic to their day. A pleasant event that happened to them unexpectedly. You know, there are very few things other than this that can be considered as selfless. To receive a call from a loved one who has gone out of their way to think of you and want to hear your voice and make the effort to reach out to you can be an undisputed high point of their day and even their week. Which tops us off at number five for how to have a positive outlook on life, think positive, and be positive. Number five is look for reasons to laugh. The phrase, laughter is the best medicine, is the absolute truth. You know, we go through life day in and day out trying to be the best version of ourselves, trying to eat less, exercise more, work hard, pay bills, take care of our children, and so few of us give ourselves the time and/or opportunities or the grace to laugh. Why is that? So many of us feel that if we take a moment to laugh in front of others, that we'll never be taken seriously. We're so apprehensive to let our guard down. As for me, I take such things as my job and my family very seriously, but I never take myself as serious. You know, I'm not perfect. I can laugh at myself. We all must find the security in ourselves, security in who we are, to laugh when we make a mistake. Laughter has so many benefiting elements. It relieves stress, improves our heart health, keeps us young, and more. Why wouldn't we want to have these for ourselves and give these benefits to others? My advice, don't take yourself so seriously. We're not perfect, and we will make mistakes. There is no harm in laughing at yourself when making a mistake. You still have the opportunity to correct and learn from it, and that is key. So there you have it. Five simple things to think positive and be positive, which will give you a positive outlook on life. Let's do a quick recap. Number one, Find the blessings in your least desired moments. Number two is whistle. Number three, compliment a stranger. Number four, check in on a distant family member. And number five, look for reasons to laugh. I challenge you to do a self-assessment after practicing these five methods. How did you feel about yourself and life in general before doing these methods? And how do you feel after doing these methods? There you have it. I want to thank all of you for tuning in and listening. And as always, we want all of our listeners to know that when dealing with life struggles, you're never alone and there's always hope. Please share this show with someone you know who needs inspiration and support. We're all on this journey of life together, and it sure feels good having you on the road with me. Thanks again for listening. We'll chat again soon.
We really hope you enjoyed this episode of The Road to Rediscovery. We'd love to hear from you. Shoot us an email at roadtorediscoverypodcast@gmail.com and leave us any questions or comments you may have. The Road to Rediscovery is an AJ Shark production.